Fave is unapologetically ambitious and paves the way for herself and other women to rise.
Keep going and fighting on.
She is on a mission to be her best self in all areas.
It's just believing in yourself.
Confidently stepping outside her comfort zone to create her own version of success.
Welcome to the Boss Babe podcast and to our Boss Babe Business School episode specifically. Every single week, I'm teaching a no fluff, no BS tip on how to grow your business. I thought today I'd do a little bit on social media because I did a reel at the beginning of this week showing my growth. And if you haven't seen it yet, you can see it at Danielle Canty. And there were a lot of people replying like, how did you do this? How did you show up? Because a lot of people know that I really suffered with imposter syndrome. The key to me showing up and growing on social media was really understanding how I could be consistent as possible. Whilst I had to overcome my imposter syndrome, one thing that really helped me was actually understanding how I could support myself in posting more consistently. And when I say more consistently, those posts started, okay, consistently once every 2 weeks, then once a week. And now I'm at multiple times a week, which I actually post onto my feed. The way that I did this was really creating a structure for myself of content ideas that allowed me to feel kind of supported and safe because it was taking the guesswork out of exactly what to post. Because I felt like if I just woke up that morning and had all this pressure on myself to post something, what on earth was I going to post? Like, has anyone else felt like that? That's how I felt. I was like, I guess it was like writer's block. When you've got to post something, you literally can think of nothing. And I found that really, really detrimental to my confidence because then I wouldn't post and then I would feel shitty that I hadn't posted and the cycle would continue. So what I started to do was create a calendar for myself on when I was posting and what I was posting. And that actually inspired our 30 days of content freebie, which we're literally giving to you. So if you go in the show notes now, you're going to find it. But I'm also going to talk through it a little bit more because I feel that this is going to be such a game changer for so many of you. What's really important to understand is there's different types of content. When you decide, okay, I want to post 3 times a week or even once a week, go to this guide to actually help you pick something. So I'm going to pull out a few pieces of content types that we actually really encourage you to do so that you have some ideas ahead of time. Let's say you want to post tomorrow, you can pull from this and be like, I know exactly what to do. First type of content, which actually still gets a ton of engagement, is the selfie feed post. Actually, I have tested this so many times, whether I'm in the foreground or right in the background, my foreground images tend to get more likes and engagement. And I've seen this across several accounts that I've helped support. So whilst I really struggled showing off my own account, I've actually been running the Boss Babe account for over a year now. Selfie feed posts are actually always doing really, really well. And that's why you take the camera, like, I mean, you guys know what a selfie is, but you just have that close-up shot. And it really, really helps introduce you, make people familiar. And who doesn't like to see a smiling face on their feed? So actually in the 30 days of content, you're going to find a few more details around that and caption ideas that you can add to it. So for example, you could do a selfie post. It could just be you in the car. It could be just you with some good light on your face. And you could use this as an opportunity to reintroduce yourself. Like, hey, this is me. Reintroduce yourself to the audience so that they really get to know, like, and trust you even further. Some really great content ideas that are doing well right now is obviously reels. And a real idea that I would really encourage is a day in the life of just taking some quick snippets around the home, out on your walk, going to work, whatever that looks like, what you're eating, all of these pieces, because some rapidly changing reel sets work really, really well. And as does a day in the life, because they're actually getting to learn more about you, your environment, which is actually also then going to increase trust, which is a really, really great thing to do.
Let's take a minute to talk about one of my favorite educational platforms, Masterclass. I have been referring back to this platform for years, and I love that you can simply log in and take inspirational classes from world-class coaches, no matter where you are. If you haven't explored Masterclass yet, go to masterclass.com/bossbabe and scroll through some of the categories. I think you'll really love what you see. One of the latest classes I tuned into was Anna Winter's class on creativity and leadership. She takes you into her office as Vogue's editor-in-chief, and it was so inspiring to learn about her leadership style, team culture, and how she encourages creativity in her team. Not only does Masterclass have tangible business development classes that you can watch at your desk or listen to on the go, but it also includes classes in 10 other categories ranging from food, home and lifestyle, music, wellness, design, and so much more. There are over 200 classes to choose from, with new classes added every month. This year, learn from the best to become your best with Masterclass. Plus, every new membership comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk. And right now, our listeners will get an additional 15% off an annual membership at masterclass.com/bossbabe. Get 15% off right now at masterclass.com/bossbabe, masterclass.com/bossbabe.
The other day, the team and I were talking about how much our audience loves biohacking. And whenever we release content based around creating better habits for our lifestyle and health, you all seem to really soak it up and request more. So I wanted to share about our podcast sponsor, Prolon, today, because I've never seen a company like this. Prolon is a revolutionary plant-based nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe that they're fasting. There are so many strategic benefits to fasting, and Prolon helps you hit these goals without actually needing to fast. Prolon's 5-day program includes snacks, soups, and beverages, all designed to keep your body in a fasted state. And you get everything prepackaged, labeled, and ready to go, so there's no guesswork. It's super simple and it works. Extended fasting of at least 2 to 3 days has proven to produce unique benefits like cellular rejuvenation, metabolic support, and increased cardiovascular health. So if you're ready for a fasting program that doesn't leave you hungry or exhausted and instead gives you more energy, I highly recommend giving Prolon a try. Right now, Prolon is offering Boss Babe podcast listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Go to prolonlife.com/bossbabe. That's prolonlife.com/bossbabe for this special offer. prolonlife.com/bossbabe.
Another idea which is really powerful, particularly if you are trying to build authority in a space, is showing you in your genius zone. So if you want to be known as a speaker, make sure you have some images of you speaking. If you want to be known as someone who teaches meditation, have some pictures of you meditating. No matter what that is, or let's say you have a business and you're having people grow businesses, have some pictures with you and your products. Really capture the essence of your genius zone in posts as well, because your social grid is a little bit like your shopping window. So people are going to scroll through and decide whether to follow you, whether to engage with you, to come back for more. And if you're showing what your genius zone is, you're already planting the seed that this is potentially how they could work from you or buy from you in the future. Another one that I really love doing is an infographic. I normally create these in Canva, and I'll do a link to the Influencer Insta Kit actually in here for you, which gives you a ton of templates. I would create templates on Canva where I'm teaching or I'm sharing some knowledge. Particularly if you're in the service industry, these work amazingly well. Or if you have a product that is kind of a cut above the rest because it does something scientifically better, these are really, really great. And you teach on them. And I've had so much engagement from these ones. You can do your top 5 hacks. You can do 4 reasons why. Even if you wanted to make things more personal, 4 things I love, 5 things I hate, anything like that, which just really helps educate the reader. You can do these as static posts, or you could actually create them as reels now. So you actually create the infographic as a static post in Canva, and then you do a few versions of it where you're deleting certain sections, and then you put it into a reel, which then makes it look animated. So this is another great idea. I would actually create that ahead of time. So I always batch content on Fridays, because it allows me some space and time to think and create and get into that headspace of creativity versus maybe the logic that I'm in when I'm doing finances or operations or these things. So whenever I'm doing social media, I always try and get into that creative space. I have my makeup done or whatever I want, feel like I want to do to show up in a certain way. And I record several of them by just changing my outfits. So I will do this on a Friday and batch my whole next week ahead. So this is why then it takes out the stress of like, oh my goodness, what am I going to post today? Because you already have it ahead of time. So just again, ways that you can really arm yourself if you're coming up against worrying about posting, not having time to post, having imposter syndrome about posting, whatever it is, the roadblock that has stopped you up until this point, getting really clear and understanding all the different types of content that you create is a really, really smart decision. Okay. So like I said, I start off by sharing on this podcast, I'm going to put a link in there so that you can download 30 days of content for free. So basically, this is giving you 30 ideas of different things that you can be posting every single day. And you know what? It might last you 30 days and you might just go through it. And then you can start repeating because it gives you themes that you can post on. Or you can work through in a longer period. You might be like, well, Danielle, I don't want to be posting every day. I want to be posting 3 times a week, which I would say is a really good amount to post. If you really want to see substantial growth, if you just want to keep nurturing, you could probably get away with 1 or 2 a week. But if you really want to be growing, you need to be doing at least 3 times, because the more you post, the more you engage people, the more likely they are to follow. Okay, I'm just going to round out this podcast by giving one more tip that we have on here. We have this day 10 is creating reels. It's like, you need to hear this. And whenever I'm on reels and I'm searching, I'm always looking for trending audios and I save them. And then when I come to my Friday where I batch create that content, I'm utilizing trending audios to leverage the algorithm so that yours actually gets shown on the explore page. So I hope this encourages you to show up on social media a little bit more, because like I said, it's been a real journey. I share my journey because I feel like it's important for you guys to know that it hasn't been easy and still I've overcome it and grown. So if you enjoyed this podcast, I would love for you to share it. Just tag my handle at Danielle Canty. I'm going to share as many as I can. And also maybe just take this encouragement now. You know, actually that could be a piece of your content for today, sharing what you've learned and listened to on the Boss Babe podcast. That would be really, really powerful. Before you leave, don't forget to download 30 days of content. I promise you, it's amazing. It's free. So why wouldn't you? And it's really, really going to help you on your journey. Thank you so much for listening. And if you enjoyed this episode on the Boss Babe podcast, then I'd absolutely love it if you leave us a review. As a thank you, we'll send you our Side Hustle Success Kit, your simple, no BS guide to keeping track of everything that you need to do to start and grow your business. To access this freebie, all you need to do is leave us a review, then share a screenshot of your review with contact@bossbabe.com, and we'll send this must-have kit straight to your inbox.